You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for an offering of light with Robin Chaney.
Robin Chaney.
Live from RobinChaney.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is an offering of light
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Thursday night on A1R Psychic Radio. I am your first host of the evening. I am Robin Chaney, and I want to thank you all for the lovely messages and the well wishes. While I was out for the past, I think I was out for 3 weeks, so they have been playing reruns, which still gives you light. So I'm glad that a lot of people were able to make it. And but yeah, now I'm back. So yay. If you happen to enjoy what I have to offer, please feel free to go to my website, it's robinchaney.com, and see what other offerings I have. I have several offerings from group to private sessions, and I know I can help you with something. So, for all those first-timers here, welcome. Again, my name is Robin, and for all those returning beautiful souls, welcome back. I'm excited to see you. I'm excited to be here. It's been a minute, and this is actually the first time I've worked since the last time I think I was on live, and we will see how it goes. See if I'm back up and strong enough to work again. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited. All right, so let's just go ahead and get settled in here. And on the count of three, let's take a deep breath in. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. Nice. And let's do that one more time on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. Okay. As usual, I'm just going to start running light. Woo! Wow, that went through my head very quickly. We're just going to start running light and see where we go. Oof. Wow. Oh, I kind of want to call her like right now. If y'all want to be one-on-one on the show, please send me a direct message or an email, which I'm Robin at robinchaney.com, or robin.chaney on Instagram, robin.chaney.12 on Facebook, TikTok is Robin Chaney. Just contact me there, and we can get you on so you can have a live healing event with me. It is a very short period of time, so I can't address a lot of things, but I can address several things, okay? Or the light can address several things. Let's not, you know, I'm not the one doing this, right? Okay, so here we go. I feel like congested, a little bit congested, like physically congested in my nose and in my sinuses. There's a little bit of pain here in my, actually on the right side of the jaw. So if somebody is having that, but I feel like energetically congested, like in my heart, in the heart space. That's what's coming up most. And also in the abdomen space. So like the sacral area, the sacral and the solar plexus area, like those are feeling really congested for me, and the heart chakra as well. I think I'm getting drawn to do that. So let's do some clearing on that, shall we? All right, just be comfortable. And here we go. I'm really drawn to right here. This is the right side, my jaw, the right side here. It feels painful. And there we go. Going down, up into the head. We're going down into those chakras that I mentioned before, sacral, solar plexus, and heart. All right, let's just get in here. Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's a lot of self-doubt going on. I think if y'all have not noticed, there's a lot of just chaos, right? Things are just kind of chaotic right now. And it's just like oh, this energy is just like spinning. We want it to like slow down. But if you get caught in that vortex, like you're going to get spinning in that. And it's not comfortable. And it feels like you're like a hamster on a wheel. You're just running, and you're not getting anywhere. But it's like a kind of a spinning, like you're just spinning, and you're not going anywhere. So let's see if we can stop that. And now it's like the head is spinning. All right. Let me throw a wrench in there. Wow. Okay. So I just kind of stopped a lot of that spinning energy. And it's like it's moving down. It's like trying to move down. Like I stopped it up here. It's moving down. Let's stop it down there. Now it's going to feel like you've been roller skating for a long time and you just put your tennis shoes back on and you're like, whoa, like you have to get your footing again. You have to feel your equilibrium again and get, you know, get a grounding, a centering. All right. So for those who are really feeling this, this chaos, especially in the chest, just be aware the next 2 or 3 days, you may have some emotional outbursts because I'm clearing some stuff and that just needs to clear. Okay. So it's not you going like out of your mind or whatever. It's this clearing. Okay. So just do what you can to be like, okay, this is just clearing. I know what this is. This is clearing. This is coming up from a while ago. It's just clearing and just be happy that it's clearing. Be like, yeah. It's clearing. I'm not going to have to carry around this with me anymore. I'm going to release this. Okay. So try to do that. If you get caught up in it, you're just going to stuff it back down and it's going to be in there just rotating around and it's going to be unproductive. Okay. And then you have to clear it again. So just let it clear this time. And sometimes it's uncomfortable when things are clearing. So my apologies for that, but you've got it. Like you've got this. So when it pops up, you know exactly what's going on. Okay. 2 to 3 days. Some people will be 3 days, some people will be 2 days, but you might have some just little emotional, just kind of outbursts, okay? Little emotional triggers, all right? It's okay. All right, so we're doing that. I'm going to heal as much as possible. So we're healing in this heart space, going also down into the sacral and the solar plexus. Solar plexus and sacral. I do understand that. I'm not a big like chakra person. I don't talk about them most days. So when I do, I know the order go in, but I'm not as well versed as probably most of you are in the chakras. But I do know that. Okay. So it's also going up into the head. And as I feel like some of this congestion coming out, it's going also through the sinuses and through the nose. So I'm like, every now and then it's like waves of that. So you might have some physical, you know, in the sinuses and the nose as well, or in the back of the throat, you might have that coming out as well. Just obviously if you're able to expel that from your body, that would obviously is preferred, right? So do that if you are able to. And Gemma Bean, have y'all missed Gemma? And if you can't see boxes, I am still in the process of moving. Oh, what happened originally is I started packing and then it got pushed back 10 days because the people weren't leaving for 10 days. And so then I had to unpack a little bit so I could live, right? So then I packed again and then it got pushed back a couple weeks and then it got pushed back. So it's just been an interesting move. But I'm hopefully going to be over there by the end of next week. That is my prayer. So all those beautiful angels, please help. Please help. All right, there we go. Nice. A lot of phlegm. Oof, a lot of phlegm in the throat. We are definitely clearing some things out. Pressure in the jaw, this right jaw. Someone in particular, this bottom, there's a lot of healing going on right now. You might feel some pressure, okay? I'm actually going to increase the light. This is so cool. It's the first time I'm running light in, I don't know, a month, 3 weeks. It's crazy. I haven't been able to. Like my guides will shut me down when I'm sick, when I don't feel well. So I've been shut down for so long. My intuition has been on fire, which I love. It's so fun. All right, just looked at the time. I'm going to intensify the light now. Let me see if I'm able to do that. Okay, so it intensified, but we're still going very gently because this is my first time. So we're still being gentle because my central nervous system, I need a really strong central nervous system to be able to run the light. And so it's still a little compromised. So it's not as strong as it's going to be in another week or two, but it is still here healing you. And because I'm able to do it, I want to share, right? So I'm really excited this is actually working. All right, I'm actually going to take my hands and put them directly on the solar plexus and the sacral. Those of you who are sensitive will feel the heat of my hands as I'm doing this. All right, so now my left hand is staying on solar plexus and my right hand is going down to, well, are we going all the way down to the root? We're going all the way down to the root. And it's also in between, okay? It's also in between the sacral and the root. All right, now I'm going to go on the inside of these chakras and do some healing as well. If you're sensitive, you'll feel this. It might feel like a tickle. Just so fun. And I haven't been in this space. This is a sacred space that I open before I come on. And I haven't been in this space in a long time. So I'm like extra connected. And it feels really cool. But I feel like really like, woohoo. So please excuse that. It's like I've taken my roller skates off and I'm adjusting, okay? We're like the reverse of that, really. Putting the roller skates back on. Okay. So my left hand on the solar plexus chakra is getting really warm and really intense. And it's telling me to start pulsing. So I am pulsing. And again, those of you who are sensitive will feel this, how amazing this feels. All right. Whew. All right, going back on into the inside of the chakra. I feel sadness coming out. Okay, good. So those of you who are sensitive, emotionally sensitive, you may have some tears going on right now, or you may have some tears going on the next 2 to 3 days, okay? Because we are doing some really good healing. Now this feels much gentler. Ooh, I have 2 minutes, everybody. Much gentler than the heart space. So you might just... I don't think there's going to be like this threshold that gets crossed or a trigger that gets crossed. I feel like you might be just sitting at work or in the classroom and all of a sudden you might lose a couple tears just to release, right? And you're like, you know, just an exhale. I think that'll just be good enough. Okay. I don't think there's going to be like a threshold for most of you on these emotional releases. For the heart space, yes, there are going to be some thresholds or some triggers that, you know, where you literally go over, you know, the trigger and have a little outburst. Like that can happen. All right, we have less than 30 seconds now. Okay, so I'm just gonna continue into this. That felt good. All right. And I'm just gonna run live, but I wanna thank you all for joining me Thursday night on A1R Radio. And I know it says Winter Haven, Florida, and soon it will say Sanford, Florida, because I am moving to Sanford. And thank you again. Please, if you like what I have to offer, go to robinchaney.com and see what else. See if there's anything else you would like to, you know, explore with me. I would love to have one-on-one sessions with y'all. That is a passion of mine to really get to it. All right, so I'm probably going to be closed off here. So thank you, everybody. Wishing you a wonderful night, and I'll see you next Thursday.